Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Wandering down this road with a week called a life. It's what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this boy meets world.
I'm home from the honeymoon, and I want some salami.
Hi there, married girl.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Where's the salami? Topanga, I'm home from the honeymoon. Where's the honeymoon welcome salami? We are moving in here.
He said moving in.
I am equally troubled.
What does he mean by moving in?
Corey?
I mean, a man moves in to his new house. He expects to find a nice deli spread.
All right, we'll go grocery shopping together. It'll be fun.
You know what I like to do at the grocery store? Ring the butcher bell and then run away. Girls, I'll tell you, there is nothing funnier than an angry butcher. Where's the magazine? I got to do my business.
Corey, isn't he cute? He thinks he's living here.
Of course he is. Where else would he be living, silly?
Topanga, you said after you got married you'd be moving out.
We will be. Eventually.
Oh, boy.
Why did she say, oh, boy?
Oh, boy.
Why did she say, oh, boy?
Hey, Angela, I tried your body wash. I smell like peaches. You do. You really do. Hey, guys, listen, Topanga. I packed up all the stuff from your room and I put it right there.
Why would you do that?
Because it was in the way when I moved into the room.
Oh. Why would you move into the room?
Because I live here now, and you don't. Right?
Oh, I get it. They think we don't live here anymore. That's why there's no salami.
You moved into my room?
All right, Topanga. Calm down, okay? We're gonna find you a place to live.
You don't live here either.
Honeymoon's over.
We should have gotten a place before we left.
Well, it's not like we had a lot of time. I mean, between getting married, getting arrested, and then going on our honeymoon.
You know what? This will be better anyway. At least we have your old dorm room to ourselves.
You're right.
No, no, all wrong.
What's your problem? This is my room.
No, no, all wrong. Screwy. Here, show them how it's gonna be. Right here. University bylaws forbid any married couple from living in a dorm other than the one designated for married couples.
Maybe we don't have to tell anybody.
Oh, maybe he's right.
Yeah, maybe we don't have to tell anybody.
Too late.
We did.
Yeah, we sent a copy of your marriage certificate
to the office of the university president.
No, he can't live here anymore. Show him again. Show him again. Right. Put it up there. See that? See?
How could you do this to us?
Hi, Jack. Hi, Professor Matthews.
Hi, new neighbors.
Would you lovely ladies like to take that tour of the co-ed bathroom now?
Yeah, I could use a shower.
Couldn't we all?
Dirt!
See, there's three of them. There's three. One, two, and three.
I'd love to count them. So, if you'll excuse me. And you know what? You guys just can't live here anymore. So come on, get out!
How could you do such a horrible thing to your own brother?
Believe me, Topanga, it was the right move.
Well, we are running out of options here, my husband and provider.
Oh, now I'm the provider. Topanga, what happened to equality? What happened to partnership?
Get me a place to live.
Yes, Mommy. Mommy?
No.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my mommy.
It would only be until they got on their feet.
No.
What do you mean, no? Dad, I'm your son. You don't tell your son no.
No.
Alan.
That's it. We're moving in. You're lucky I even asked you.
Corey, don't make me beat you up in front of your wife.
Why didn't you give any thought to where you were going to live?
I was a little busy thinking about the wedding and the honeymoon. Besides, it's not like I've done this before, Mom.
Well, you're going to have to do it now.
I never asked to be the man in this relationship.
Maybe we should go.
Go where? Where do you go if you don't have your parents?
At least let them stay for a couple of days.
Amy... Don't.
Don't you put your finger out at me, and don't you tell me don't.
Mom's revved up. Go get the luggage.
These are my children, too. And if I want them to stay here, they can stay here.
Amy, they can't stay here. They're married now. It's Corey and Topanga, not Corey and us.
remember?
Mom? Mom? It's me. It's Corey. Used to wipe my tushy. Oh, you love that. Remember? Ma?
You can't stay here, Corey. I'm sorry.
I'm telling Grandma.
I'm sorry.
I know.
My father's a jerk. I have a jerk for a father.
Corey, I'm sure he has a very good reason for not...
For abandoning us?
We don't need them.
We don't?
No. We need us. We need to stand on our own feet and figure out our situation.
Okay, I've already figured it out. We're upper middle class homeless college students. There's a very small pity factor here. I wouldn't feel sorry for us if it wasn't us.
We should figure out exactly how much money we have.
Well, if you take what we got from our wedding and subtract what we spent on our honeymoon, we've got about 7 blenders.
It would be nice to have a kitchen to put them in.
Stop pressuring me!
Corey, we have to live somewhere!
Oh, I want a roof over my head. I want a roof over my head. Baby. Hey, guys. Well, hello, Sean and Angela. Well rested?
Well, we have very good news for you.
Mike and Debbie Pfefferman had a fight.
He criticized her salad, so she shot him.
Why is this good news?
Because she's gonna do time and the dorm's gonna be available.
And those married dorms have gotta be great. You know how married people live. Sophisticated. Very posh.
Ah, you hear that, Topanga? Posh.
I got a midterm in physiology tomorrow. Make your own dinner.
Fine, Kimberly, I'll make you a deal. I'll cook dinner, you stop talking.
Please stop crying.
Shut the door if you're gonna do that? That's it. Break it.
Well, sounds like we have very colorful neighbors.
Oh, look. A cute little boy. Hey there, little fella.
I see dead people.
That's nice. Let's get on here.
No, class 236. This is gonna be our home for the next 3 years. Okay, so it needs a little work.
You know what I think we should do here? I think we should think about the worst moment in our lives, and it'll only make us feel better about this one. It's this, isn't it?
Yeah. But things are never as bad as they seem, Corey.
You're right, Topanga. Everything's terrific. It's just fabulous. I hate my parents, and we live in a crack house. But why don't we find the good, Topanga? Let's find the good, because I don't know where it is. Is it underneath that pizza box? I don't know. It could be, but that's... No, that's where the vermin is hiding.
You're such a baby.
No, nope. It's still alive. No, it's still alive, and here come his drunken cousins from Louisiana. Get him. No, see, now they're up, and they're angry. Get them, Topanga. Get them. Harder on that one. Right now. No. Hi.
Hi, we were,
doing the dance of our people.
Hi, I'm Kelly Aragon, and this is Samantha, who doesn't sleep, ever. We're your neighbors. Welcome to the dorm.
Nice to meet you, Kelly.
She is so cute. Can I hold her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. No. Put it back.
Yeah, well, she'd be a lot cuter if she would just sleep for, like, a minute. I mean, other babies sleep, right? Oh, I don't think I could stay awake much longer.
Just out of curiosity, Kelly, the bed where your baby doesn't sleep all night, that's not located directly behind these paper-thin walls. Because the only crying I want to hear is my own.
Corey, it's all right. At least he's here. My husband's a med student, and they never come home. You two are newlyweds, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's just look at this as a true test of character. Now, we can either run from this or we can be stronger than this.
Good luck. I wasn't really gonna run. This is for you.
And as the Black Plague worked its way through Europe, the streets were littered with maggot-infested, rotting corpses of the dying and the dead.
He's talking about us.
Yes, Mrs. Matthews.
Could I have a bath?
Please reserve your personal matters for after class.
Our water's brown.
Mrs. Matthews.
And you have to chew it.
You know, I rarely do this, but I'm going to dismiss the class on account of, well, pathetic.
You know, you got a big house, Feeney. And no children.
Mrs. Matthews.
What do you do in that house, Feeney? You eat?
What's the matter with you two? And why are you so unkempt?
Oh, we're unkempt. You hear that, Topanga? Well, you'd be unkempt, too, if you lived in an apartment with only one washing machine and no dryer, and you know how the baby cries? Like this. All night.
Mr. Matthews. All right, I get it. It's unpleasant.
Quit stalling, Feeney. We staying with you or not?
Not. Oh, Corey, Topanga. From the bottom of my heart, I'd do anything for you two. If it's anything short of actually moving in, anything at all.
How about some of your millions, fella?
Mrs. Matthews.
Hold him down, I'll get his wallet.
No. That would be wrong. This man is an educator.
Oh, you're right. What could he have, like $9?
And a Blockbuster card. My dear ruffians, let me tell you something about life.
No, please. No more words. You have been telling me about life since the first grade, Feeney. How come you never prepared us for this?
Although you can't see it now, your reward is yet to come.
What are you, a fortune cookie?
Who has cookies?
He's a fortune cookie, Topanga.
I resent that. My words are heartfelt and highly original. To be reduced to a whimsical jocularity that's stuffed into a cracker is an affront to the very essence of my character.
Well put, honey. Well put. Give us something we can use, why don't you?
Persevere, and prosperity shall be yours. All right, I'm a fortune cookie.
Last time? Spanked you like a baby.
Come on. Hey guys.
Hi.
You know, I haven't seen you in days.
Yeah.
So how's life been treating you?
How's life been treating us?
She wants to know how life's been treating us, buddy.
Life, which has up until now treated us terribly,
has decided to pay us back. In triplicate. Come here, Rachel. I want you to meet somebody. These are the Dom triplets. And they're the best Dom triplets I've ever seen. They're our neighbors, all three of them. We helped them move in. Yes, all three of them.
Here, look. It's 1, 2, 3. I love to count them. It's just...
Hi.
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 Aren't they the greatest girls?
Again, because there's three. There's 1, 2, 3. And there's one of you and three of them, because when it's just one, but 3 and 1, because you lose.
There's a 3 of them and there's a 2 of you, so what's up with that?
They promised they'd find us a third guy, so we can all go out together. We always do everything together.
Everything.
You've been so nice in helping us find our dorm room.
We owe you.
They owe us.
A party.
They owe us a party.
So, did you find another guy?
What you mean? Third guy party.
Okay. Sorry, I choose you.
You want to go out with one of these beautiful women?
Can my brothers go with me?
No! Well, now, where are they going?
They're going to the party!
We're not invited anymore?
Rachel, we appear to have a gaping hole in our social calendar, so...
Yeah, if you're not doing anything later, maybe we could...
Yeah, you know, I wasn't, but now I think I'm just gonna go home and... laugh and laugh and laugh. About three times. Three. Get it?
No.
So you want to go volunteer to be experimented on?
Sure.
So, how are the married dorms? Pretty sweet setup, I'm guessing.
We have bugs.
Everybody's got bugs.
Our bugs have cars.
Your worst problem should be bugs.
True. You're right. But it's not.
What, there's more?
Sean, just please change the subject and don't change it to plumbing. Don't change it to crying babies. And don't mention the fact that there was a guy shot in our apartment over a salad. The remains of which are still on the wall.
The guy or the salad?
I don't really want to know. I ate it anyway.
Okay. Let's talk about the married thing.
What about it?
What's the biggest difference?
What, between being boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're together. You know, we're together in everything. We're there for each other. And even though everything we're going through right now may not be, you know, ideal, we're getting through it. I think we're handling it well. Yeah?
Topanga, are you crying?
No, why would you say that?
Because tears are coming out of your eyes and your face is all scrunched up.
This is crying?
Yeah.
Then I've been crying for 3 days.
Jazz, what's the matter?
It's nothing. I'll be okay.
I'm sorry. I'll be fine.
You want to talk about it?
Talk about what? Talk about how I've been married for 1 week and I already can't protect my wife. Talk about how I believe love would get us through anything. Talk about what an unprepared idiot I am.
You're not an idiot, it's just new.
Topanga's crying, Sean.
Corey, how can I help?
And new is very scary.
I want to help.
Thanks, but I don't think you can on this one.
Of course I can, I'm your friend.
Yeah, but I'm her husband. I have to take care of this. I have to.
Corey, I told you I can't help you with this.
Dad, I'm not asking you to help me, okay? This isn't about me, this is about Topanga. Now, the minute I married her, she became more important than me. She became more important than anything.
I'm glad you realized that.
And I know that Mom is more important to you than anything, right?
Right, she is. And you are as well, and so is Topanga.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you feel that way, because the last talk we had... I didn't get that from you, and I'm just... I can't tell you how much I appreciate your coming around.
Corey, I'm not coming around. I can't help you the way you want me to, and I'm not going to...
Hey! We're drowning here.
You are not drowning.
Well, what do you call living in an awful dorm with no money, and the washing machine's broken in the laundry room, and there's some kind of soup coming out of the faucet?
Marriage, I call it marriage.
Okay, well it's hard, okay? It's just hard, Dad.
And you want me to make it not so hard.
You're supposed to do that for me.
I can't.
Well, then what good are you?
Hey! You made a choice. You decided that you were old enough to get married. You decided to take on the responsibility of a new life because you believed you could handle it. And this family supported that decision after we told you that it was going to be very difficult. What, did you think we were kidding? Did you go into this marriage thinking you were just going to play house and we were going to bail you out of trouble? Corey, this is your life. Deal with your life.
had to say was no.
Corey, where were you? I was worried sick.
Topanga, I think it's just gonna be you and me.
I made us a tuna fish sandwich.
I love you.
I know. I know you do.
Hey there, little fella.
I see Tabby.
That's nice.